This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 31st, 2024. Federal Communications Commission's Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau want to know if you noticed any impacts to radio communications during the recent solar storm activity. In a public notice, the FCC wrote, to better understand the impacts of the geomagnetic storm on the U.S. communications sector, the Bureau is requesting information from communication service providers and the public regarding disruptions in the communications between May 7th and May 11th, 2024, that it believes to be a result of that solar storm. The Bureau is encouraging commenters to provide any available evidence, particularly electromagnetic spectrum analyses, imagery, or chronological logs relating to the storm's impacts. Where possible, the Bureau asks that the comments include the description of the impacts, make and model of the affected communications equipment, which could include transmitters, receivers, transceivers, switches, routers, and amplifiers, and also make, model, and type of affected antennae and their composition, frequencies affected, type of composition of cable adjoining communications equipment, and the antennae if applicable. Also during the event, any residual effects observed in the hours following restoration. You can find the links to make your comments and read the full public notice at ARRL.org. 2024 ARRL Field Day is June 22nd and 23rd. The annual event is part emergency communications exercise, part operating event, and part open house for amateur radio. No matter what your local club makes of Field Day, it is sure to be a good opportunity for hams and members of the public to gather socially in a public place and celebrate the joy of radio and wireless communication. ARRL's Field Day Locator at www.arrl.org/fieldday-locator is an interactive tool to help you find a Field Day site near you or to list your club's Field Day location so that members of the public and the media may attend. Populating your group's information into the database is easy. ARRL Radio Sport and Regulatory Manager Bart Janke, W9JJ, says social media should always be used to let interested people know where you are going to be. Use social media before and during 2024 ARRL Field Day to help people find you. Let them know what your plans are, who is going to be there, and what they can expect if they visit, he said. Making newcomers feel welcome and getting them involved is important. Get them on the air. Show them how to make contacts with the GOTA, GOTA, Get On The Air Station, encouraged ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE. People may not remember what you show and tell them, but they will always remember how you made them feel welcomed and involved by allowing them to participate. Your time in showing a newcomer what radio is all about is an investment in the future of ham radio. To encourage visitors to come to the event, Janke recommends contacting local dignitaries or served agency partners who frequently attend Field Day events. And for complete rules and promotional materials for 2024 ARRL Field Day, you can visit the Field Day landing page at www.arrl.org/field-day. And we hope to hear your club on the air. The most recent section manager SM elections ending on May 10 resulted in two incumbent section managers being re-elected for another two-year term. Both will continue with work that they've been doing in their sections. In the North Florida section, Scott Roberts, KK4ECR, held a lead over challenger James Kvochik, K8JK. Kvochik is himself a former section manager from Ohio. The vote count on the election was 657 for Roberts and 308 for Kvochik. In the Indiana section, incumbent Bob Burns, AK9R, defeated challenger Brian Jenks, W9BGJ. The vote count ended with Burns receiving 684 votes and Jenks receiving 161 votes. Congratulations to both returning section managers. A silent key to report this week, the Honorable Clifford Ahrens, K0CA, passed away on May 22, 2024. He served as Vice Director and Director of the ARRL Midwest Division. He was a life member of ARRL and the Hannibal Amateur Radio Club and held an extra class amateur radio license. Longtime friend and current ARRL Midwest Director Arthur Ziegelbaum, K0AIZ, said Aaron's death is a great loss to amateur radio. He was kind, always available to give advice, and was proud of the hobby, said Ziegelbaum. Services for Aarons were held on Friday, May 31st at the Holy Family Church in Hannibal, Missouri. And you can read more about Aarons and his noted career as a judge on ARRL News. CPAC is hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention May 31st through June 2nd. Hams in the Pacific Northwest have an exciting opportunity this weekend, as many amateur radio operators will descend on the Seaside Convention Center for CPAC, the Northwest's largest ham convention. That event is also hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention. ARRL will have a presence at the event with ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, ARRL Second Vice President Mike Ritz, W7VO, ARRL Northwestern Division Director Mark Tharp, KB7HDX, and ARR Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, scheduled to attend. The event will host many informative seminars, workshops, commercial exhibits, a flea market, and plenty of opportunities to visit with fellow amateur radio operators and radio enthusiasts. Information and registration are available on the CPAC website at www.cpac.org. The ARRL Foundation has announced the return of the Club Grant Program for 2024. The program is an opportunity for clubs to apply for grants up to $25,000 to fund projects in their community. Emphasis is given to projects that are of a transformable nature, such as a club that has a plan to improve the community through education, recruiting, training, and promotion of amateur radio. The application period will open at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on June 3rd and close at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on July 26th. Clubs across the country are urged to apply. The program is not restricted to ARRL-affiliated clubs or 501c3 organization clubs. These clubs are awarded grants and will be required to share updates and participate in social media and reporting with ARRL. Information about the Club Grant Program can be found at www.arrl.org/Club Grant Program. ARRL Club Grant Program is made possible through a generous funding by the Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC. The 2024 ARRL Kids Day will take place on June 15th and June 22nd and June 23rd. Kids Day is designed to give on-air experience to young people and foster an interest in getting a license of their own. It's also intended to give older hams a chance to share their station and love for amateur radio with the children in their lives. Kids Day always runs from 1800 UTC through 2359 UTC, and you can operate it as much or as little as you like. The suggested frequencies for Kids Day range from 10 to 80 meters. You can also use your favorite local repeater with permission of the repeater sponsor. Just make sure you observe the third-party restrictions when making DXQSOs. All participants are eligible to receive a colorful certificate. You can download that certificate and complete it with the participant's name and the date of the contact. All of the information and frequencies about Kids Day is available at kidsday@arrl.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Project Oscar and AMSAT have announced that Project Oscar, the organization responsible for the construction and launch of the first amateur radio satellite, Oscar 1, in 1961, as well as Oscars 2, 3, and 4, has discontinued operations and donated its remaining funds to AMSAT. Project Oscar has also granted AMSAT ownership to the future rights to the term Oscar, which stands for Orbiting Satellite Carrying Amateur Radio. To date, there have been 121 satellites that have received Oscar designation. AMSAT has been issuing the Oscar numbers for several decades, as requested by Project Oscar. There has been a great relationship between the two organizations, and AMSAT is committed to upholding the legacy of those early pioneers and keeping amateur radio in space. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, a lot of great contests. June 1st and 2nd, it's the 1010 International Open Season PSK contest. That's digital. On June 1st, the TESA Cup CW contest, CW. And also on June 1st, the Wake Up QRP Sprint. That is CW. June 1st and 2nd, the Kentucky QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. the UKSMG Summer Contest, CW Phone and Digital. That's June 1st and 2nd as well. Also on June 1st and 2nd, the IARU Regional 1 Field Day, CW, and the RSGP National Field Day, that is CW. Then on June 1st and 2nd, it's the ARRL International Digital Contest, that's digital and no ready. And make sure you visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions on May 31st through June 2nd at CPAC, hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention in Seaside, Oregon. June 1st, the Atlanta Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Georgia Convention. That's in Marietta, Georgia. On June 9th, the Breeze Shooters Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Western Pennsylvania Section Convention. That's in Butler, Pennsylvania. And on June 15th, the ARRL Maine State Convention and Ham Fest. That's in Augusta, Maine. And we are providing updates about the status of several services as we continue to respond to a serious incident involving access to our network and systems. The ARRL Volunteer Examiner Coordinator, ARRL VEC, has resumed the processing of amateur radio license applications with the FCC. W1AW, the Hiram Percy Maximum Memorial Station, has resumed all scheduled transmissions, including Morse code practice and code and digital bulletins. Read more and follow updates on ARRL News. And finally this week, thanks to the Nightcrawlers Net in Chicago, Illinois, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.